This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Time magazine, as you might have heard, named Pope Francis its Person of the Year today. Time has been around for 90 years, plus or minus. Only a handful of magazines have been around longer than that. Bowler's Journal International is one of them, 100 years old last month, and going strong, despite bowling not being what it once was in this country. Keith Hamilton publishes the magazine. Mr. Hamilton, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
I confess to many happy memories, and this will A, date me, and B, tell you what a geek I am, many happy memories of sitting home watching the Pro Bowlers Tour on ABC with Chris Schenkel when I was a kid.
You know, that's what everybody remembers. I remember that. I grew up with my father watching that every Saturday afternoon around 3:30. I mean, that's what we did in America on, every Saturday.
And now, even though we do bowl by the millions, bowling just isn't what it was, right?
Well, bowling's not what it was in terms of being in the forefront mainstream media, but bowling's has evolved from a lot of organized play, league play. There's still millions who do it, but there's a lot more casual bowling going on. People bowl for entertainment in these fabulous bowling centers with martini bars and lounges and deck areas. It's really quite an interesting transformation.
I'll tell you, I went bowling over the holidays because we had a bunch of kids cramped in a house in, you know, 10-degree weather. There were no martini bars where I was.
Well, not everyone has those martini bars, but if you're building today, you're more than likely going to build what they call a family entertainment center. Maybe a little fewer lanes, but more things to do, with arcade areas, for instance. Then you have the older bowling centers. Actually, that's what I bowl in. I bowl in the typical bowling center that I enjoy and will go to probably for the rest of my life. But, you know, it's just it's an interesting metamorphosis for an industry in change, in flux.
Now, how has your magazine managed to stay in business for 100 years? I mean, who advertises in what I imagine must be a fairly narrow circulation target audience?
Let me put it to you this way in terms of the advertising base. When next time you go into a bowling center, whatever a bowling center it might be, and you look around, you've got the lanes, maybe they're synthetic, maybe they're wood. You've got the masking units on the walls. You've got the pins. You've got electronics. You have the bar area. There's so many different industries that go into building of a bowling center that there's an advertiser for each one of those products.
But let me ask you this, though. I mean, in this day and age where kids, which is the market everybody's after because they're the future, and I get all that, but they can play with their phones, they can play with mom and dad's iPads, they've got Xboxes and PS4s, how do you get them to go strap on rented shoes and hurl a 16-pound ball or an 8-pound ball down a, you know, what is it, 60-foot bowling lane?
You do that through a lot of effort. I'm glad you actually asked about that. When I was growing up as a kid, I didn't bowl. But one reason why I didn't is because I couldn't. Every time I went to the bowling center, they were packed. They turned me away. So I didn't bother. But today's proprietors are trained differently. They're trained how to go after that youth market and how to cultivate them within a bowling center family. Now it is more of a business where you have to do marketing promotion, just like any other business. But the industry has recognized that. And in fact, there's 3,000 high schools out there that offer bowling as a lettered sport.
And there's college,
yeah, there's more college programs embracing bowling. Title IX has really kind of paved the way for women bowling. It's just a different model altogether than what we remember. And what we remember is always Saturday afternoons.
All right, before I let you go, when I bowled over Christmas, I was really happy with a 131. What's your best?
Actually, my best is in competition is 258, but I'm only a 172 bowler. I am definitely not a bowler that our magazine typically caters to. But I do my best.
Don't we all? Keith Hamilton and Bowlers Journal International. Mr. Hamilton, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.